Okay. Let's make a deal. If any of you come across Pastor Los in the next couple weeks, you're going to tell him that we did some hard-hitting work on this passage from Acts chapter 5 this morning. And Julia is going to tell him that because of the storm, there's no sermon to be posted online. And then we'll talk about something a little gentler this morning, okay? Rather than the super weird story from Acts. Deal? Everybody in on this little white lie? Nobody's going to know. It's not like we're going to suddenly be struck dead or something. Okay, fine, we'll talk about Ananias and Sapphira just in case. This is a bizarre story. It's a somewhat terrifying story. And it comes on the heels of this profoundly unlikely yet explosive growth of the early church. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have a ragtag bunch of followers of Jesus that grow from 11 to 12 to a group that is growing by the thousands, each and every story that is told. And now you have these followers of Jesus trying to figure out, what does it mean to live together in community? They're trying to figure out how their lives that are now marked by the presence of the Holy Spirit, how their lives will differ from those around them. And pretty quickly we see that one of the fundamental markers of this new community is that they decide that they're going to take care of one another. The end of chapter 4 reads like this. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and one soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions. But everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them. For as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. There was a Levite from Cyprus, Joseph, to whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas. He sold a field that belonged to him, and then brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, in many ways, this sounds awfully similar to what Ananias and Sapphira do. Except with them, there's a wrinkle. Now, I don't think that Ananias and Sapphira's sin was that they didn't give everything. Peter even says to them that the property was theirs to do with as they pleased. I think their sin was pretending. Pretending to be more generous than they were. Pretending to be all in when they were only halfway there. They wanted the reputation without the sacrifice. They wanted the benefits of being part of the community without the vulnerability of honesty. They wanted the benefits without the cost. In Martin Luther's little treatise called The Freedom of the Christian, he puts forth a little paradox for the followers of Jesus to wrestle with. He said, "A Christian is a perfectly free lord of all, subject to none. And A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all. Luther argued that these two truths exist in tension with one another. He said that with regard to our relationship to God, there is nothing that we can do to earn or merit God's favor. In Jesus Christ, God has set us free from all of the things that separate us from God. So then, the only thing that we can do is put our freedom to work in service of our neighbor. This past week, I was up at Cathedral of the Pines with our ninth graders and counselors and work staffers. It was an incredible week. I got to witness so much of what we hope and pray happens to and for our kids at camp. Kids were brave and vulnerable. They took risks. They were able to be themselves. They were silly and free without the fear of being mocked and ridiculed. They were able to sing and pray out loud and grow in their faith, and it was beautiful. But at the same time, I was also reminded just how fragile that community is. It works because there are people. People who have for generations worked to create a space for people to be the very people that God created them to be. It works because this congregation, the camp staff, the counselors, the work staff are all in on creating and holding space for kids to be who they are. But it doesn't take much for all of that to come undone. It doesn't take much for the extravagant joy and the self-giving love to be suffocated. It just takes one person who is afraid to be all in. So maybe this weird story of Ananias and Sapphira is not here to scare us into submission. Maybe it's here to remind us that a spirit-filled life is not a performance. It's a calling to be real, to be honest, to be all in. Not because our God demands perfection, but because God wants the real and full version of who we are. The early church grew not because everyone got it right, but because they were willing to be vulnerable, to share, to serve, and to trust one another. And I believe that kind of community is still possible. But it takes courage, it takes honesty and grace. So may we be a people who doesn't just look like a church. May we be a people who live like the church. People who don't just speak of grace but embody it. Who don't just admire generosity but practice it. Because the Holy Spirit is still moving. And the world is watching. And the church is still being built, one honest, grace-filled life at a time. Amen.